how to offer prayer and hope without rushing the moment. In grief and holiday ministry, one of the chaplain's most important skills is learning how to offer prayer and hope without rushing the moment. This matters because when people are sad, tender, or remembering someone they have lost, a minister can feel pressure to say something meaningful right away. Sometimes that pressure comes from love. Sometimes it comes from discomfort. Sometimes it comes from wanting to help quickly. But rushed comfort is often shallow comfort. When a ministry animal helps create a moment of openness, the chaplain must resist the urge to immediately fill that moment with words. The person may need a few seconds of silence. They may need to finish a memory. They may need to cry without interruption. They may need a simple acknowledgement before they are ready for prayer. Hope should not be forced into the room like a slogan. Christian hope is real, but it must be offered with timing, humility, and respect. If a grieving person says, "I miss him every day," the chaplain does not need to answer with a full sermon on heaven. If a widow begins crying while stroking the dog, the chaplain does not need to immediately explain that she should be thankful for the year she had. If a resident remembers a beloved pet or person from Christmases long ago, the chaplain does not need to turn the moment into a lesson. First, receive the moment. You might say, "That is a precious memory. You miss them deeply." This time of year can make loss feel very close. Thank you for sharing that. Only after that kind of acknowledgement should the chaplain consider whether prayer would be welcome. And even then, permission matters. A simple question is often enough. Would you like me to say a short prayer? Would prayer be welcome right now? May I ask the Lord to give you comfort? That protects dignity and avoids spiritual pressure. If the person says yes, the prayer should usually be brief, clear, and grounded. Grief prayers are rarely helped by too many words. A strong, short prayer may be better than a long, emotional one. For example, "Lord Jesus, thank you for this dear life and this precious memory. Please bring comfort, peace, and your nearness right now. Amen." That kind of prayer does not over-explain. It does not preach. It does not try to control the person's feelings. It entrusts the moment to God. Hope can also be offered through tone, not just through speech. The chaplain's calm presence, gentle pacing, non-anxious voice, and respectful restraint all communicate hope. Sometimes a grieving person is helped not first by what you say, but by the fact that you did not rush them, fix them, or preach over them. The animal may support this slower pace. The person may continue gently stroking the dog while the chaplain prays, or the prayer may come at the very end of the visit. Or the chaplain may decide that this is not yet a prayer moment, but simply a listening moment. That discernment is part of mature ministry. Hope without timing can feel artificial. Prayer without permission can feel intrusive. Words without presence can feel empty. But when prayer is offered gently, with consent, and in the right moment, it can bring real peace. The goal is not to make the moment bigger. The goal is not to sound profound. The goal is not to rush someone from grief into cheerful resolution. The goal is to serve faithfully in the presence of sorrow and to let the hope of Christ enter the moment without force. That is how prayer and hope become believable. Not rushed. Not pressured. Not overspoken. But offered with calm faith, wise timing, and love.